Impulses and Perspectives, the DIKT expert talk hosted by Nikolai Baer.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Impulses and Perspectives. Today we're going to talk to Doris Bullos, an inner strength expert and expert for resilience. Hello, Doris.
Hello, Nikolai. Nice to be here.
Doris, in these COVID-19 crisis, we were stressed with home office, we were stressed with homeschooling and kids at home, and we're also stressed because we don't know how the economy will go on, how our businesses will go on, and lots of us are also faced with unemployment. So how can manager and employees strengthen themselves for the times coming?
Talking about the companies or managers first, I think there it really is that they have to look at where the focus is. Do they really want to carry on where they left before COVID, or are there different perspectives of different revenue streams that they have, or also how they can rebuild their teams? So, as you said, there will be a lot of redundancies. So how can they actually cope with a new team, but also how they personally maybe manage that they have to make a lot of people redundant? So there are different aspects of how they have to adapt and how they have to be flexible to look at different ways of how to move on.
What is your recommendation, how someone should start taking care of his own resilience?
Well, I've got a very nice picture here, which I hope you can see it. Mm-hmm. So you see this beautiful tree, and underneath are very strong roots. So if you really want to have, if you want to blossom, you need to start at the roots. You need to start at the base, the fundamental, so that you really have a good grounding. And you're starting from there that you actually excel on the outside once you become much more stronger from the inside. And I think that's also for the businesses. So, you know, when you have a strong business, or if you have a strong why for the company, why are you doing the business or the product or what the services, whatever you're doing, I think you then have a much easier and better chance to connect with your clients.
As managers in this home office situation, I was asked a lot of times, how can I get involved with my employees? How can I really motivate them because of the remote situation? So will a stronger resilience also help us with these questions?
Definitely, because, you know, as a leader, as a manager, you really have to get everything out of what you have now to lead your team and your group. And one thing that I can really highly recommend is, you probably know the Simon Sinek book, Start With Why. And what I would recommend for any manager is the workbook, the Start With Why, and now here's Find Your Why. It's a really good tool. There are exercises in there that you actually, as a manager, can go with your team. You can just go with a small team and build different teams and really work through how you become much more stronger again, because I'm pretty sure that a lot of companies have to reinvent their strategies.
On a more personal level, if I'm an employee and I probably lost my job and I'm facing now a really economic crisis, personal economic crisis, can I build up resilience even in this bad situation, or is it too late?
It's never too late. It's really also where you have to focus on, of course, at the moment, you're getting stressed and overwhelmed, and maybe you feel a bit stuck. But the main thing really is that you go and ask for help, that you go and get whatever it takes for you to get out of a downward spiral, maybe, so that you can find a way out and to go and look at the next step and what is possible.
What would be the first steps you recommend, or what are you actually recommending if a manager approaches you and tells you, well, I need help with this? You design a program for him, or what are the first lessons you give him?
The very first lesson that I would give him is to say, you know, set up your morning for success by taking some time, taking some minutes to really focus on what's your intention? What do you want to have as an outcome for the day? And sometimes it only needs a few minutes that you maybe look at what's the one thing that you want to have done this morning or today? What's one thing that really needs to be done in order to move forward? Then maybe also what you're grateful for, what time that you would stop working, and what is it that you would celebrate at the end of the day? So that you really have like a thread of, you know, throughout the day, that you really go and back into the focus of what it is that you've written down in the morning of where your day should go.
Why is it important to write it down?
It is much more effective, because if you just have it in your thought, it's not as powerful as if you're actually taking the time to go and write it down. And I personally have just attended a 60-day course during this COVID time where we had to go and do drawings and sketching the business and all of that. And it was really uncomfortable and unusual. But through that, through the writing, through the sketching and drawings, you're starting to connect the neurons in the brain. And you are getting much more creative by doing that. And that's why it is so powerful also to do the journaling, that you really... it becomes much more meaningful, and you actually feel how much more creative that you're getting.
There's also now this new diary. It's called, I think, the 6-minute diary, where you write down 3 minutes every morning and every evening. What are your thoughts? What are your targets? What you'd like to achieve? Is that going in the same direction?
That's going in the same direction, yes. It's really good. If you just take a few minutes. And one of the biggest one is really about the gratitude. Because as soon as you are in a gratitude mode, when you're thankful for all the things that you have and all the things that are working in your life, your vibrational energy is increasing. And you can't feel miserable or feeling lost.
So... once you establish the habit of writing down your thoughts and your goals for the day, what's the next step you recommend to strengthen your resilience?
One really nice thing, I think, is to connect with nature, to be out in the forest, in the mountains, or wherever that you are, to quiet your mind and just to really connect with what's important, so that you can really get back to all your thoughts that are going out throughout the day. One thing we talk about is meditation. I know some people think it's esoteric. I don't think it is, or it becomes much more... I think everybody talks about it now. Even managers, a lot of managers are using it because it's such a fantastic tool to calm your mind and to connect with your inner self, which is building resilience.
So in former times, I heard a lot, okay, meditation is sitting there on a chair and thinking of nothing for a long time. And a lot of people experience that doesn't really help them. So how would you recommend to start with such a powerful thing like meditation?
You know, that's good that you're asking that, Nikolai, because a lot of people have that impression. But for me, there are so many different ways of meditation. So when I'm cooking a nice meal for my family and I'm really present with the food from where it's come from and that I'm engaging with what I'm doing at the moment, that for me is meditation.
So is it also when I do like craftsmanship and I work on a piece of wood? Is that also meditation?
Absolutely. Because, you know, you're connecting with the wood, with the material, and you're so focused because it's your passion. You love what you're doing. And you become one with that wood when you're doing this crafting. And that is meditation. So it's not just sitting still and quieting your mind. But as soon as you're aware, if you're conscious of your actions, of what you're doing at the time, that's really powerful and helpful.
So if I don't have the possibility to go into the nature easily, or if I don't cook very good, I don't do any craftsmanship, there are a lot of meditation apps now. Would you recommend this to learn meditation, or do I really have to go to a class and attend their courses to learn meditation?
No, I think there are so many good apps out there that you can really easily learn it. And also, if you just Google some things on YouTube, you have so many opportunities to be engaging with great teachers that you can easily learn it. So that's really, you don't have to go anywhere. You can do it from your home. But sometimes it helps to have an accountability partner. So I think if you can do it with somebody or within a group, that is much more powerful as well, especially when you're starting. You know, once it becomes a habit, then it's easier going.
How much time would you recommend should I use every day to build up my inner strength, to build up my resilience?
I would say if you can start with about 20 minutes a day, that's a good start. But if you want to have some faster and bigger results, then spend a bit more than 20 minutes. And, you know, the time doesn't have to be like all on en bloc, like in one piece. What's also really helpful is that you actually take some breaks throughout the day and have maybe 5 minutes here or there. So like if you're going at the lunchtime, if you go back to work now, take 10 minutes and go for a walk, for example, instead of sitting in a canteen and eating unhealthy food. So that would then also add on to taking time for yourself, where you connect with yourself instead of always just being on the outside. But, you know, there is a lot of people say, oh, I don't have the time or so. But it's also, you know, where you're focusing and what you want to achieve. So especially now when we get out of COVID, you have to be flexible and you have to make changes. And I don't know if you've heard about the 5 a.m. club. Do you know that?
I've heard about it, yeah, but give a deeper explanation of what are the positive outcomes.
What the positive outcomes is that you really early in the morning, when, let's say, all your coworkers are still asleep, you as a manager, you're getting up and you prime yourself for success. So you're getting up, you're setting your mind and do some 20 minutes of exercise. It would be good also, you know, to do something that where your heartbeat goes up, where you maybe also sweat a bit, but you can also do yoga or anything. But 20 minutes of exercise, 20 minutes of reading, 20 minutes of journaling. And some say, you know, listen to some inspirational, motivational speeches or podcasts or YouTube, anything like that. So that's done in chunks of 4 times 20 minutes. And then you're ready to have a successful day. Yeah.
So another point a lot of people experienced, especially in home office, is the numbers of distraction. So we notice when we work on the computer, we have constantly any news alerts, any new messages, any new emails. How can we concentrate or focus more on the work we really do? Do you have any tips there?
Certainly. What I recommend is definitely switch off all of the interruptions, you know, the announcement that an email or WhatsApp or whatever comes in. And once you've done that, that you set yourself sometimes with 25 minutes. It's called the Pomodoro Principle. Have you heard of that?
No.
No? It comes actually from the kitchen timer, you know, it's a tomato, the Pomodoro, that you can
set the cooking timer.
Exactly. And it's in the shape of a tomato, and that's why it's called Pomodoro. And you set the timer for 25 minutes. And then after that, you have a 5-minute break where you stretch your legs, you drink some water, maybe do some breathing or so, and then you go back to where you left. So you do that cycle 4 times. So you have work for 25 minutes, really focused, 5-minute break, 25 minutes work, 5-minute break, and so on. And if you're on a bigger task where you really have to put your mind down, and then maybe you have some 60 or 90 minutes, but then you take a longer break of maybe 15 minutes in between. So I think these are some really good techniques. Or another one is actually quite good, a cube where you actually go and put it to what you're doing at the time. So one says learning. So if you're learning, you're in that learning mode. If you're having phone calls or emails, you're setting it to that. Or if you have, when it comes to family time, you're putting it onto that. I mean, this is now a bit not so much just for office work, but when you're working at home, it can really help to focus on the subject that you're on, that you're not getting distracted, so that you think, oh, okay, I'm writing a newsletter, and all of a sudden you go over to the emails or so, that you really focus yourself on what's the task that you're having now for the next 25, 50 minutes or so.
So if you do these new behavior patterns, how long would you recommend to do this? How many days do I need till it's part of my life and till I see the success?
You know, some years ago, we said it takes 21 days to build a new habit, like drinking more water or something like that. But the studies show now that it takes 66 days to really create these neurons that we are having, that it just becomes a new habit. And another really nice tip that I can give you here is, you could also go and Google that. It's called tiny habits. So if you think that managers are not having enough time, then go and Google tiny habits. So what that is that you, for example, we just keep the one with the drinking water. So every time, maybe you set yourself a timer every 30 minutes, or with the Pomodoro, every 25 minutes, you drink water. And actually, once you've done it, you go and celebrate. You say, yes, I've done it. So that creates, again, neurons in your brain that you actually get like an award by doing it. And over the time, it just becomes natural. And this is how to create these new habits.
Okay. And how long do you think does it need till I really see a progress in my daily work, in my spirit, in my possibility to motivate my employees, for example?
That is incredibly variable. You know, some people say that after a week, they already start to see the changes and progress or benefits. And with some people, it takes longer. But, you know, the first little improvements you will see pretty quickly, because you start to become more excited about the things of what you do. You start to see some little successes, and that's what keeps you going to go further and do more until it really has become a habit. You know, and not, maybe I can give you one more small thing, is we are so much in our routine. And now with this COVID, we have really had to make adjustments, and we still have to do other things and to become more flexible. So what I teach, for example, in one of my classes is getting out of the routine and of the habit is first thing in the morning, you brush your teeth with the left hand instead of the right, or with your non-dominant hand, for example. And it is so awkward at the beginning, but after a time, it becomes easier and easier. And there are little things like that, or just write one sentence with your non-dominant hand, or do maybe, I don't know, you're getting off out of bed with your right foot normally, try to get out with your left foot first, or just start to be creative. What other things can I do? And that's really when it becomes fun, playful, and also where you can see some big changes.
I'm sure most of the people don't know with which foot they stand up the first in the morning.
Yes.
So if you help your clients, how does it look like? Do you have a phone conference? Do you meet with them? Do you have them in a course for how long you work together with them, and in which steps you build up their resilience?
Yeah, so that's a good question. And again, it's very individual. So if it's a manager or just a normal individual coming and asking for support, I would do a call of about 45 minutes just to get to know each other, to see where that person is, and am I the right person to help him or her to move forward, and just to really get this discovery call to see if it would be a match. And then from there on, it's either a 12-week program that I would start to set them off in a one-to-one, or I also offer some group trainings where we are in a group where we have on and offline trainings together.
Okay. So I think we learned a lot. We learned that very successful people get up at 5 o'clock in the morning doing 1 hour of meditation, journaling, and being in the nature or doing some exercises. That we need 66 days probably to get routine with something. And but most importantly, I think we heard and we find proof that it's very important to strengthen your inner motivation, to strengthen your resilience, and to work on it to be successful in the times which we now facing. So thank you very much, Doris. Have a great day.
Thank you,
and stay safe.
You too. Thank you.
The DIKT Expert Talk is produced by the German Institute for Communication and Media Training. You can find the DIKT's advanced training offerings at www.mediantraining-institute.de.